Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
Yes, and that includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful
and consult your doctors.
We love ProCare. You guys know this. And guess what? They have a brand new product out and it tastes like an orange Tic Tac.
That's right. I have got it in my hot little hands right now. It's their easy to swallow tablet in citrus grove. And both of us have fully switched over to it.
We had to because it's easy to swallow, doesn't stick, and it has 45 milligrams of iron. And we both need that.
Yes, we do. So go to procarenow.com to take care of all your bariatric body needs. And our code is the only one that gets you a full 15% off. So use code OSLP at checkout.
Are you located in the Florida area?
Well, we have the perfect office for you. Dr. Fridley and his wife, Macy, have created the perfect welcoming and safe place for your bariatric journey.
That's right. So click on the link below to start your weight loss journey now. And don't forget to tell them that the OSLP's girls sent you.
Welcome back, OSLP family. Yeah.
Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to our Sleep Life podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Mel.
I used a different voice. I think
you did.
It was very light.
Very light,
Kelly. I noticed that my eyes squint when I...
When you're tired or when you say Kelly. Oh my God, you almost did the face we saw in Love is Blind, like when she cries. It's like this.
Yeah, I told Mel when she's mean to me now, I'm going to just do that face.
Just bust out the face. If you're not on YouTube right now, you better be because the faces we're making is hilarious. Because, yeah, we like Love is Blind and we were watching the UK version.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. And
yeah, did you finish it?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
You better not.
I didn't. So, but one of the ladies was crying and this lady cries all the time.
She is an ugly crier.
Ugly crier. Yeah, it's bad.
And I was like, is she crying again?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Like, literally, I think Kelly went to the bathroom and came in. Is she crying again? Yes. Yes, she is. Yeah,
she's crying again because they have the same names for their grandparents or something.
Yeah.
And she was crying about it.
I know. I thought it was weird.
I'm like, you would annoy the shit out of me.
Oh, 100%.
I don't like it when people cry.
No, you do not.
It makes me uncomfortable. I really don't like it. I will be sympathetic in the moment, but she inside is. I'm cringing. Hardcore cringing.
Yeah, she's a definitely ugly crier.
Yeah.
So now if I'm mean to Kelly, she's just going to get me with the ugly cry. And then I'm just going to laugh and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, we'll be good to go. We'll get past it quick. Move on.
That's
in
right.
Other news, other I news. Did get a new office chair.
She did.
And I can sit crisscross applesauce.
Which is one of our favorites.
That's how I sit in this chair.
I know, right now, we both are.
Yeah. And it's really comfortable. By the way, Nova is not allowed in that chair because her nails will cut through that.
They will cut through that.
So the bed over there is okay. Flynn's bed.
Yeah. She's been laying in it.
He doesn't use it anyways. Like, even when he was here, he would lay on the carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which Flynn's at doggy daycare. I love it.
You love it.
I love it. I get to, like, actually get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am. Oh, I didn't tell you the best part. Okay, so we went to Kentucky.
Yes, we did.
We had a great time.
100%.
Zach and the girls watched Flynn.
That's right.
Flynn apparently was Zach's little buddy.
Yep.
All weekend, right? Yep. He had him outside. He almost finished the full fence out back.
Oh,
it
wow.
looks so good.
All right.
But this morning, He comes. I'm outside with Flynn. I'm just sitting there drinking my coffee. It's our normal routine when I'm over there.
Yep.
And he comes out because he finished his first job of the day and he now came out on. To say hi. And he accidentally stepped on Flynn. And he goes, see, that's why you don't get under my feet. And Flynn, like, runs away from him and goes over and he's all, don't you tell mom that dad stepped on your feet. And I was like, you just called yourself dad.
He totally did. Oh, my God.
I know.
We knew it. Dog's best friend, man. Man's a dog.
Bonding. He had bonding this weekend.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It was really cute when I, because Chloe picked up Flynn and brought him over to me when I walked through, because
mm-hmm.
The side gate was open. So I just went through there. And Flynn was just like, oh, it was was so cute. And then he would not leave my side.
Yep.
Yeah. He even, like, I was standing talking to Margo because Margo came over. And, oh, shit, I left my zucchinis over at Zach's house.
No. It's not like you're not going to see
them. I know, but I'm pissed because I was going to make those for dinner. Anyways.
Oh. Either way.
No, sad day. No zucchinis. But I was standing there talking, and he laid down on my feet, like, had his foot or his head on my foot. Like,
oh, that's hilarious.
If she leaves, I will know.
Yep.
It was so cute. But big bonding time with Zach.
Yep.
And he called himself dad.
That's a big win, guys. For yep. those that don't know, Zach is not a dog lover.
No.
Much. He has four cats.
Yeah.
Yes, a grown man has four cats. But yep. he has two daughters, so it kind of makes sense.
Well, and he doesn't really take care of them. The girls do.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Yeah. Chloe's a weirdo with those cats. But yeah, he doesn't like dogs.
Yeah,
and that was like a huge contention between us.
Mm-hmm.
Was I was like, eventually, I will get a dog.
Yeah, and, no matter what.
Yeah. And he's like, no dogs on the bed, no dogs on the couch. They smell, blah, 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 blah. And now he's like putting Flynn's bed in his work truck and mobbing around with Flynn in the seat with
That's him. That's so fucking funny.
I'm just like, who is this person?
Who is this?
Because you fell in love with the dog that I picked.
Yeah. And you try to act like it wasn't going to happen.
Yep. And he's bought stairs for Flynn to be able to get up on the bed.
Yeah, he's built a fence.
He built a fence so he's secure in the backyard.
Yep.
He bought a baby gate last night for the hallway. So now Flynn can be just in the living room and kitchen area.
Yep.
Without going down the hallway and eating cat shit. Jesus, that kid. But
corgis like poop.
They do. They love cat poop.
Yeah.
Like they like munch down on it. I'm like, ugh.
Ew.
It's nasty. Ew. It's nasty.
We actually aren't going to be talking about cat poop for the episode.
We aren't.
We are not. There is a subject in line. We just wanted to talk about some stuff real quick.
Yeah, apparently I wanted to talk about it because I forgot to tell you about the dad thing.
Yeah.
And that's like.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is a huge deal. So anyway, so yeah, he's at doggy daycare. He fucking loves it.
That's great.
And so Mondays and Wednesdays, doggy daycare days.
Nice.
That's just the way it is. And they have me in a permanent reservation for Mondays and Wednesdays.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
So we are actually going to be talking about hydration.
We are. Water, water, water.
Yes. And one of the first things, because yeah, we have to have water.
You have to have water to live. Like 100%. Water is life. Okay.
And what happened to you when you didn't drink enough water over the weekend?
Well, one, this past weekend, I'm going to have two stories for you. One, when I was like first newly out. Like 2 months out.
Yeah.
If I didn't get my water, I would get like Charlie horses.
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah.
my calves and shit.
Yeah. Because like Brady and Jenny's wedding
hurt so bad. And then this past weekend, my pee was tea
like dark.
It was brown. Weird. And yeah. I was like, oh, shit, this is a problem.
Well, we had a longer flight day than we thought we were going to.
A hell of a lot longer. And stupid now, and we know, for those that don't know, is that every hour you're in the air, you lose 8 ounces mm-hmm. of water. So we have to, like, really drink water mm-hmm. and then, like, prepare for every hour that's lost.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Oh, and did you know that you can actually ask for multiples of drinks? By the way, when you're in the flight.
What do you mean? What like, do I not know?
I got out of the bathroom and I had missed the drink service because yeah. I was sleeping. Mm-hmm. And I walked up to the attendant and I was like, hi, can I have a seltzer water? Just plain seltzer water. And she goes, yeah. And I was like, no cup, no nothing. Because I had, you know, my Harry Potter cup with me.
Yep.
Oh, I'm almost out of ice. Anyways. she's like, yeah, you don't want ice or a cup? And I was like, no, I got my tumbler. And then I was like, actually, can I get two cans, please? And she handed them right over.
There you go.
So, you know, you can get multiples of things.
Yeah. So get your water.
You can ask for a bottle of water.
I should have asked for a bottle.
Because they have the big bottles. And I'm wondering if you can just be like, can I just have one of those?
Oh, okay. So when we go to St. Louis, we'll try it.
Yeah.
On Southwest.
Because I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know if they'll actually give you like the big bottle.
I would love to have a bottle. Because on one of the flights, I did get water, like just a cup. But
Well, yeah, but I hate those. Those cups are so tiny.
I know.
Like, they're stupid. And they never
put it in. I always say, like, ice water. And then they just put, like, 5 cubes. And, like, that's not.
You all might be asking yourselves, why do these girls love Just Meat so much? Well, we're going to tell you.
Yeah, because so much freaking flavor, guys. Yes, like, it is insane. And I love to cook. And this has cut down my cooking time, like, in half. Literally, the meat part. 2 to 3 minutes?
Who doesn't want that for cooking? And I love, love, love the fact as a single person, I can cook one pack and eat that for the rest of the day, of the rest of the week.
Yeah.
The rest of the week, people. And I love that it comes straight to your door. I don't have to go to the grocery store. I don't know about you, but I don't like going to the grocery store.
No.
So having this delivered is ultimate.
It is ultimate. And you just go to justmeats.co, pick out all your different flavors. Mm-hmm. You can really mix and match what you want. And then use OSLP25 for you to get $25 off your order.
Go now.
Are you feeling a little sluggish? Little lack of protein? Little lack of caffeine? Well, we got the fix for that.
That's right. Dive Bar Nutrition has the best protein bars. They have caffeine, protein, and they taste delicious.
So head on over to divebarnutrition.com and use code OSLP at checkout.
That's not ice water.
That is not ice water. Yeah.
I feel like if you get, so if you bring your tumbler,
yeah,
you fill it up with ice all the way.
Yes.
And then I usually do my seltzer or whatever in it. But then when you're on the flight and you've drank it all, then you have your ice.
Yes. And I eat ice on the plane. I've done it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it can get, both our flights were really cold, though.
They were really cold.
My toes were frozen.
I'm glad that you had your blanket. At least I got a little bit of it. So it was nice.
You know, you can always just take some.
Well, you were asleep, so I didn't want to, like, wake you.
Jostle me. Mm-mm. Well, the one I put my blanket over my head.
Yeah, that one I couldn't take.
Yeah.
Or no. Touch. That was no. Smart, though. I need to bring a sweater on because I used to just put the hood up.
That's what I did on the flight there.
And I saw you do that and I was like, son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot mine.
Well, I forgot my eye mask.
Yeah.
And usually I have my eye mask on because then it blocks all the light out and I can just like go to sleep.
Yeah.
Especially when it's early flights like we had.
Yeah, we had a really early flight.
Yeah, our first one was like, we left Salem at like, 4:30?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, we left Lexington at
like 4:15, 4:20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were a few minutes late. But
I was.
We made it through just fine.
We did. I was so excited. And what I was doing on my phone is I was actually pulling up how much water is in your body. So for...
Ooh.
There is 60% of a human adult body is water. And that's according 60? To the Mitchell and others.
Mitchell and others?
Yeah.
Is that a reputable site?
I'm sure the Mitchell part is. So it says here.
Just the one Mitchell, though.
Just the one. Okay. So it says the brain and the heart are composed of 73% of water. Your lungs are 83% water.
Oh.
The skin contains 64% water. Muscles and kidneys are 79%. And even the bones are watery, 31%.
Watery bones, y'all. You heard it here first.
Says it, yeah.
From Mitchell and Company.
Yeah.
Right? Mitchell and Company?
Mm-hmm.
But just the one Mitchell is legit.
Just the one Mitchell. Just the one. But as you can see, guys, it's that this is why it's important. Because, like, we were on flights. We're losing water like crazy. And we have to replenish. And it's like... Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I forget, like, oh, a lot of the things function because there's water in our body.
Yeah.
Like, that's how everything moves and gets to where it's going. And
lubricated.
Lubrication, yes.
And watery bones.
Yeah, gotta have that watery bones. Mm. I got a case of the watery bones.
No, you made it weird. You made it weird.
I always make it weird.
Stop it. Stop You're it right now. You made weird. It weird. Like the way you said it, just ew.
I don't ever want you to hear that or say that again.
You're so funny.
Gross.
Oh my goodness.
So anyways.
Yes.
But water.
I think the key point that I didn't realize in the beginning of mine is that you aren't going to hit your goal like the first day. Some people do.
There's some unicorns out there.
There are some unicorns. But the majority of people that go through bariatric surgery, you're not going to wake up and just automatically be able to drink 64 ounces.
No, that's also why, like, those that stay overnight have an IV bag. Just FYI.
I didn't. Well, maybe I did.
You did.
How? You weren't there.
I wasn't there, but you were overnight. They're going to put fluids in you.
Yeah, true. That's a good point. Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah, because especially if I can't drink.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons. So like.
Makes sense.
How long did it take you to hit your goal? Because mine was a while.
Oh, mine was a while. 8 weeks? Between 8 and 12 weeks, I think.
Okay.
It took a while.
Yeah. I mean, like, mine was like 3 to 4.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get it balanced with the protein, with the liquid protein.
3 to 4 weeks?
No, months.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, no way. In the beginning, I could, I had those little Dixie cups. Mm-hmm. I was just taking shots of water, basically.
Well, that's one of the things that you have to do, is like, if you're not, you can't hit your goal. And honestly, even today at 5 years out, and I take out. Small sips throughout the day.
Oh, that's
I'm not
key.
Sitting there chugging water in one go, because then it like it hurts, and I drink seltzer water, so it hurts extra bad if you chug it.
Oh, I've actually had, especially in the first few months, if I did do like too big of a gulp, it would just come right back up.
Oh, yeah.
I felt cold water at the top before, mm-hmm. just like, oh, no. And I was just like,
that back down.
I was like, what do I do? And I was just like, I just tilted my head.
Yeah. Don't come out. Don't come out.
I know. You're literally talking yourself down. Mm-hmm. Don't let it out.
Yeah. Well, because I used to have that happen with protein shakes, too.
You did. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the only time I really chug water would probably be Disney, because it's so like you're so depleted because you're walking, you're in the heat, like. Most of the time you're in the heat.
Yeah, that's the biggest one.
That's the only time I chug water.
Yeah, and you put a liquid IV in it. So then like, yeah, you chug it and then now you're good for like a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
But yeah, because one hydration stick equals 3 bottles of water.
Yeah,
something
think. Like that. Yeah.
So which I still don't understand the science behind that.
That's okay. We don't need to.
You love science.
I do love science. If I could get a hold of liquid IV and have like a full conversation.
Yeah, because I want to know.
That would be amazing.
I'd like to know. That would be.
You know, I'll put that on the list to email. You never know. They might say yes.
Yeah, we'd love to have them on.
Yeah.
If you guys have a.
Connect.
A connection.
That'd be wild.
Connect within that company.
Right. Liquid IV is pretty awesome. We do. We're not even sponsored by them. We do use their products because. Yeah. We have times where we're literally just running and we have to do something because.
Yep.
The like I'm not able to fill up my thing sometimes, like
we're
not in spots that has like fill up stations.
Yeah, no, not at all. So. That's actually, speaking of liquid IV, is that's another key point, is a lot of us cannot stand plain water.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people out there. I love plain water. I'm one of those weirdos, but a lot of you don't. And that's cool. There's so many things you can do now.
Yes. And I was going to say, Devotion has hydration sticks.
They do.
And they are actually really good. I was going to look it up, because I'm not sure if they're in the same boat as like.
You know, we could just ask Dana then to figure out what the science is.
I can look at the. Oh, we could. Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking.
No, that's. I clicked in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because, and we do have a code with a Devotion. So small plug of OSLP5.
Yeah.
And, that's the key. Like, so we have figured out lots of different ways to get hydration in. But in the beginning, it was really fucking hard.
Mm.
We didn't know all these tips and tricks, especially when I was going through it, because 9 years ago, I just had Google. So that's what I did. And I just kept sipping away. Like my doctor said, put timers on. That's a big deal. And what's really cool about Apple phones, I'm sure Droid phones have it too, but you can put an alarm on and just have it go off every 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So like that was a big deal for me. And then, yeah, for people that don't like plain water, there's so many options.
There are so many options. So many options. You could do the hydration sticks, especially in the beginning when you're not hitting your goal. That'll keep you hydrated.
Yeah.
Dollar Tree. Rock it out to Dollar Tree. They have a lot of different flavored packets. If I didn't drink seltzer only, I would probably use them more, to be honest.
The what?
If I didn't drink seltzer water with the bubbles. What are you doing on your phone?
I was going to Google something for water. I have a water question.
A water question?
Yeah.
Maybe I know it.
Maybe you know it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that, but... what's the more you would use the more?
I would use them more.
Oh, use them more.
Yeah, like the flavor packets, but it's hard to mix it in with seltzer.
But you have your little gun thing. What are those called? A frother. You have a frother. Would that help?
No, because you remember when we did that before?
What happened?
It like fizzled over.
Ah!
I'm looking to see. So there's a lot of vitamins in theirs.
In whose?
In Devotions.
Okay, so Kel's on the website for Devotion. She's looking up the hydrate stick.
Yeah, I'm looking up to see if they say you can mix it in with sparkling water. Of course I can, Dana.
Well, if you think about it, if you actually just did the stick first and then poured your drinks in and then stirred, I think that would be probably the better way.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe.
It wouldn't go bloop.
I don't see that it's like that type of, like, I think it's just the flavoring with Devotions. I don't think it's the three extra bottles or whatever.
So also what some people, I'm going to switch gears to why it's important, or do you want to still talk about hydrate sticks? Is there any more?
Yeah. No, go right ahead.
Well, actually, I wanted to touch base on what you said with Dollar Tree. So when Sarah was here last year,
we
went to the Dollar Tree and she grabbed so many flavoring.
Yeah.
Sticks. It was insane.
Well, and the cool thing about it, though, is that you can buy all of them at the Dollar Tree, right?
Yeah.
And even at Walmart, they're not expensive at all. But you can try them. And the ones you don't like, just gift to another person.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. Because, like, I'm not a coconut fan. So we've gotten the Hydroflex sticks as, like, the sample packets at the events we've gone through, gone to for pop.
Right.
But I'm not a coconut or pina colada fan at all. But the other ones, damn, those are good.
And I love coconut and pina colada, so that's perfect.
She gets the pina colada, and I take all the rest.
That's right. She does. And then what's those, like, the drops you can do?
Drops?
Like, those little, like...
Oh, like the Mio.
Yeah.
Mio. I think that's Mio.
Mio.
Yeah. Those work, too.
Yeah, because... Dill liked those for a while.
Yeah.
So...
I remember Evil Sarah. She liked those. She would bring it with her to the restaurants.
Oh, okay.
And she would just get a water and then do that.
Oh, that's a good trick, guys.
Yeah, I forgot about that until just now. Yeah, just bring your hydration stick or your flavorings with you. Put it in your purse. They don't take up a lot of space.
No.
And then just order a plain water and make your own.
There you go. Yeah. And dudes, put it in your pockets, whatever you need to do.
Yeah. Like, I mean, really, it makes a difference because a lot of us are trying not to drink soda.
Yes.
And I know that going into restaurants can sometimes be triggering because you're like, I should be ordering a soda.
Sometimes it's still triggering for me.
Yeah.
And it's like when, sometimes it's Red Robin. And I think it's because we went to Red Robin
so much. Yeah, we did a lot.
And I would always get a soda and now, or an iced tea. But I really wanted one on Michael's birthday. I did not order one, but in my head, I was like, I want a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, there's sometimes where you order one.
There is.
It's real odd every time.
Right? Because it's very rare, but it's like, I think it's because I do like bubbly too. It's just, I don't like seltzer. That's all.
Yeah.
Because that like attacks my mouth. I don't know what it's doing.
Well, that's what carbonation is, Mel. I know,
but it was like wild in there.
It's wild now.
Like 100%.
It's not. I feel like these bubbles are less than like a Coca-Cola. I can't do soda anymore.
Oh, and every time I do, and I bet this happens to you too, is like your eyes get watery.
Yeah, I'm like,
no, I take a drink and I'm like, oh yeah, this is real sugar and fucking carbonation. I'm not used to this shit.
It's I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I can't. It's too much sugar. It's too much everything. Yeah. And it just tastes like straight up syrup.
Well, and most of the time I just want a gulp.
Yeah.
So like me and Maya, because Aunt Annie would buy the little guys, the 90 calorie guys, and then I would have a gulp, she'd have a gulp, and then it was done.
Yeah, I mean, they are tiny.
They're tiny. So it was like kind of perfect.
Will you get back in frame? What are you doing?
I don't know. It's just comfortable.
There you go.
Let me move my mic. Get back in frame.
Yeah. Okay. Get in the frame.
So I Googled.
Get in the water.
Get in the water.
Okay.
Okay.
5 points to whoever can tell me what movie that's from. Get in the water. No.
Oh, damn.
What? No.
Well, because he's in the tank.
No. Get in the water.
Shit, I don't know. Should I know this?
I don't know. I don't feel like you should.
Okay. Because that's unlikely.
I mean, it's an older movie.
Okay. But off air, I want
to
know.
Okay. I will tell you when we're done.
Thank you.
5 points to whoever can tell me.
That's right. You put it in the comments. That'd be great. We would love to see it. So I wanted to know, like, because I hear all the time that you can actually improve your weight loss if you get your water goals in.
I 100% agree with that.
I do too.
Yeah.
And I have the reasons why now.
Oh,
yeah. Look at that. Look right? at you, Googler.
I know. Okay. So this says drinking water can increase satiety. Satiety.
So satiety. What does that mean?
Satiety. Yeah. It's like being satisfied.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it increases your satisfaction and boosts your metabolic rate,
okay.
which can help with your loss of weight, and it improves your digestive system, which actually helps your body eliminate fats more quickly. So that's pretty cool.
That is really cool. It makes a lot of sense.
It does. Because I always heard like, oh, you're just going to wash the toxins out. But I didn't understand
what are we washing out?
What toxins? Because sometimes I'm like, I didn't drink today. Like, what are we talking? Like, I don't know. I didn't smoke today. What toxins are we trying to like flush out of me?
Yeah.
And it's fats.
Well, I think it's a lot of toxins. I don't think it's just fats.
I don't think it's just fats.
I think there's a lot of toxins that are in your body that you flush out using water and hydration.
Yep.
And hydration is not alcohol.
No.
And it is not soda.
It is not.
Or high sugar juices.
And for those that say, well, they're water-based. Fuck your face right now. We know that. It does not count. There's so much on the
flip side that does not help, and alcohol is proven to dehydrate you.
Yes, it is. It is.
So
it is one of those.
There you go. My hair is very curly.
I like it. Boop. So headaches, boop. Even boop. Mild fluid loss can cause the brain to contract away from the skull, which can lead to headaches and migraines. Staying hydrated can help keep head pain in check.
I believe that also.
I did not know that your headache was the contract away from your skull. So like your brain touching like the fluids in your brain.
Okay. So it touches the skull and that's what causes it, or it's
coming from the skull.
Oh, so it's pulling away.
Pulling away.
Mm,
yeah.
That makes sense.
I was like, oh, and I know I've woken up with some really bad headaches. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah, I'm a coffee drinker, so yes. Oh, yeah. I 100%
understand. Sometimes they're pounding, and I know it's my fault, too. I'd be like, motherfucker, I didn't drink, barely any water yesterday.
Yep.
This is on me.
Yep. Ugh. I used to be so horrible with my water.
Yeah.
I was awful with my water. Mm-hmm. Ever since I got my little Corksicle tumblers that are like Stanley's, but not. I drink so much water in the day.
So much water. Yeah.
So much more. And that headache you're describing,
yep.
Number one, I have 100% experienced that with lack of caffeine. But I have one cup of coffee in the morning, every single morning, and that's basically all I do.
Yeah.
I feel that migraine in the morning, and I do the same thing. I'm like, fuck, I didn't drink enough water yesterday.
And that's really a fact, guys, as I just pulled it up on, Google.
Is it Mitchell and Company again?
No, this is the AI overview.
Oh, that doesn't sound legit.
So you know that's important. Okay, no, they got the information from Harvard.
Okay.
Yeah, Harvard. Yeah, so we're good.
Yeah, it's from Harvard.
Yeah, I'm not going to start trying to say the other words there.
Let me see. I want to see if I can say it.
Well, it's T.H. Chan. Oh, it's the professor. Never mind.
Oh, T.H. Chan is the
person,
the author.
Yeah. Okay.
Of the article.
And for those, that's the first sign when you wake up. If you have a headache, you're literally dehydrated. Don't think it's anything else. Just get water first.
Don't think it's anything else.
Well, because you've done this with Bianca and Chloe, and I've done this with Dylan. They're like, oh, my head hurts so bad.
Did you drink some water? Yes, Kelly, I drank some water.
And I'm like, how much?
Yeah.
And Dylan will be like, a cup. And I'm like, it's 5 o'clock.
I say that's not enough water for you.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah. You need. And what we learned over the weekend with Dr. Eric is just get the 64. Just try your hardest every day to get that 64.
Yep.
We know people that go to 100. They do a gallon. It is what it is for them. But in those first few months, just focus on the 64 ounces.
Yeah, yeah. Just start as that as your goal. And goals are goals, guys.
Yeah.
They're not immediate. Mm-hmm. Goals are called goals because you work towards them. So
absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
So 64 ounces is a goal to get to. And it's okay if it takes a while to get to that. Mm-hmm. You're okay. You'll survive.
Yeah, as long as you get there.
Yeah, that's you'll be fine. But you do need your water.
You do.
So, and I mean, Mel's going into all the different aspects of why you need that in your body. And then, you know, we have our tips of drink little bits. She found something else. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But you were saying something.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So here is, it actually can help your temperature regulation.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why I like this is because lately, like, I get overheated so fast.
It's so weird.
I know. I at least I love the fact that you've been with me because I don't feel like I'm crazy. Like, this is really happening to
me. No, literally, we're at the pop event and she is sweating bullets. And I just look at her and I go, drink your water.
Yeah, just drink your water because she's not wrong.
Stop talking. Drink your water.
Drink your water. So water plays an important role in your thermal regulation.
Ooh, big words from Mel.
That's right. AKA temperature regulation. Human life is supported with a narrow range of temperature. At too low or too high of temperature can cause enzymes to stop functioning and your metabolism to halt. Not just slow. Halt. And we need our metabolism to fucking move because that's how we lose weight as well.
Yes.
It plays a huge role. So
So that's why I believe that the drinking enough water aids in your weight loss, because I remember days that I wouldn't drink enough water.
Yep.
I would get on the scale and it wouldn't budge. But then I would have a couple days where I was like overly hydrated. Yep. I would just be drinking nonstop water. And I would lose like 3 pounds.
See?
Like, I really do believe. Yeah. And I personally, I like to drink as much water as I can when I go to bed. Like, I know it's weird. It's weird.
We've been taught our whole life to not do that.
Oh, I will drink a lot of water, right? Leading up to like going to bed and then maybe like right before I fall asleep.
Okay.
I might get up and pee in the middle of the night. I might. But it's a really good pee the next day. Okay, go with me on this.
Okay,
so you pee really, really good.
Yep.
And then you get on the scale. And it's the lowest weight.
It is the lowest.
Because you have flushed everything out.
Yeah.
Even your watery bones.
Okay, I'm going to sidetrack for a hot second, but it's about weighing. Guys, there's rules to weighing. Don't weigh at night.
Mm-hmm.
Your body swells and it retains water at night. So it's just going to be skewed anyway.
Yes, right? What she said.
And then, yeah, poop and pee before you do it in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pee. Yeah. Because it is the lowest weight that you'll see.
Well, and who gets up after sleeping all night and jumps on the scale before you even pee? Like, you are a robot or an alien if you don't get out of bed and immediately have to pee.
Don't you find it weird? Because Dylan's done that before. And I was like, I literally heard you get up and then you got dressed and then went out the door. You didn't brush your teeth. You didn't go pee. Like, this is weird to me.
He's a nasty boy. So, right? Like, he's a gross boy. A
teenage boy.
And so brushing the teeth, I get that.
But it's also not peeing. I'm like,
but not
you've been
peeing.
Downstairs for how long?
Yeah. Like, are you like bottling your pee in your room or something?
Oh,
because,
God, I didn't even think of that. Yeah. And he totally could.
He's a dude.
Oh, he could be peeing in bottles, Kel.
He could.
Oh, I'm going to have to ask him after this episode.
He's like, a gross boy.
Are you peeing in bottles?
Yeah.
Why do you leave without
peeing?
There
is no other explanation because everyone gets out of bed and has to pee.
Right. And for me, it's always like, oh, you got to go. Like, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, nobody better be in my way because I have to fucking pee.
Oh, and guys, everyone knows, not everybody knows, but most people know that I have a lot of people that live in this house.
Yeah.
Because I'm like shameless, you know, just bring people on in that need little places to live and then they slowly leave and slowly come back. But I have definitely woken up in the morning and I've had a pee so bad and a dude was in there. It was like Isaiah or something. And I was like, what the fuck do I do?
Like, get out.
And Nini could see me doing the potty dance and she's like, are you okay? And I was like, I don't know if I can hold this anymore. And she just knocks on the door. She's like, we have women out here that have to pee.
Yeah, those boys take a long time in the bathroom. Yeah, it's like, get the fuck out.
It's like, dude, well, I figured out what Isaiah's deal is. So most of us take a shower and then we go to our rooms and get dressed, right?
Yeah.
He gets dressed in the bathroom.
Oh, we got to stop that.
So he has. That's the new. Yeah. And I told him, I was like, dude, you don't have to do that. Like, you can just go straight to your room. And he's like, but I feel weird. And like, you can see me. And I'm like, Isaiah, you are 21 years old. I can see you with no shirt on. Like, it's fine. Like, and I go, most time, I'm not even in the living room to see you.
Most importantly, get the fuck out of the bathroom.
Just like, if you just took your shower and then went into the bedroom, then I could pee whenever.
I lived here for 3 days.
She did.
Okay. She did. I had to find my own place because I can't do one bathroom.
Yeah, there's one bathroom, six people.
Five
people.
Refuse.
Yeah.
I can't. I couldn't. No, and I can't share a bed with her for that long. Nope.
No. Mm-mm, I don't want that either.
No, she takes up way too much space.
I do. I like it. It was because I
like to spread out.
Well, I know I do too. That's why I take up more space.
And we face the same way
when we sleep.
And so I try to like bring, because I sleep on my side with one knee up, right?
Yep.
And
so do I.
So I'm half the time like kneeing her in the ass because she's like trying to take up as much space as she can. And we're facing the same way. It would be easier if we were butt to butt.
Oh, we weren't.
But we can't. Like, that's not the way I sleep.
It's so fucking funny, too. I wake up and then there's your face. Just
I'm surprised a cashew wasn't stuck to my forehead.
Oh, no. I haven't seen that yet. Right on the forehead.
No, I haven't had that happen. I have had it stuck to my back, though.
I was going to say, I've seen it on your back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's cashew on your back. The embarrassing things that happen behind the scenes.
I know. It's so ridiculous.
But I've really tried to stop eating cashews in the middle of the night.
Wait, I thought you did completely.
No. I just replaced it with dill pickle cashews.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the full butter toffee sugar that I was bringing in before. That's fine. Yeah, but I'm still eating in the middle of the night. And when you eat in the middle of the night, your sleep isn't the best. That was so attractive. Oh, my God.
I don't know where that came from. Sorry.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Yep. That's what's going to attract you, man.
I know. They're like, oh, she burps out loud. Let's go. Let's move away from her. Or there might be a dude that's like really into that. And that's just also
and
weird.
Then so you need to leave that immediately. If they're like turned on by you burping.
I know. If I call you, I'd be like, Kelly, what do I do? We just got turned on because I burp.
Run. Nope. <Mm-mm>. Run. Oh, so and good. You've had some real.
I had some fun ones.
Yep. Creepers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the dating pool is interesting.
It's bleak right now, guys. It's bleak.
But I also haven't been on the app since June.
So. That's good. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
Time to take a break.
Yeah, I just want to get like all my life stuff together. Yeah. I'm finding I just want my routine in place before I think I want to introduce a dude. You know?
Like, I don't know. Routine. That dating pool that you have found. I'm like, I'd take a couple
it
years.
Found me.
I'd be like, nope, not ready for that.
I mean, my hope is to meet a dude like organically. That would be awesome.
Yes, as long as
I am not, I'm not opposed to that. No. But, you know, and we at least do travel and go do things enough that could happen.
It could happen.
I mean, I talked to all three guys in our line for American when we all got fucked over.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two were married. One was single.
Which one was single?
The first guy with the hat. The one that was like, I saw her smiling when we got back on the plane. And I was like, you're like, I'm trying to be positive. And I was like,
yeah, he was cute.
He was kind of cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's a single one. The other two are married. It's fine.
I got single vibes from him.
Which one? That guy? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely got single vibes.
Yeah.
Huh.
He seemed to like my smile. That's great.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Adventures. All
adventures.
The time.
But. Well, basically, I want dudes that also drink their water.
Back to hydration.
But I am looking
that's
for
enough
that.
Of that.
I am looking for that. There's someone actually that cares about their body.
Yeah.
Like I think that's, not their body, their health.
Yeah.
It's big for me. That's like almost like number one. It's actually like number two on the list, but it's up there. because I've just dealt with so many family members that are guys and boyfriends and husbands that, not husbands, but husband, that just, they don't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
It really, really is, guys.
So we did touch on this a little bit before, but the last key thing that I want to say in order to get, like, that I use daily to get my hydration.
Oh, we should go over that. Yeah.
Ice. It's gotta be cold. Like, yep. I can drink it without the ice, but it is not the same.
Sucks.
Like, I will empty an entire thing of water. I mean, okay. When the ice melts into seltzer, it becomes not seltzer. No. It becomes weird water.
Weird water.
It's weird water, guys. Yep. Don't try it. Do not recommend it. So, like, right now, I have, like, no ice, and it is turning into weird water.
It's starting to get weird.
Yeah, it's starting to get weird. So, which means I will dump this entire thing, fill it up with ice again, and then put more seltzer in.
I totally understand it because of the weird taste.
Yeah, weird water, guys.
Yeah, the weird water.
Stay away from the weird water.
And there is, like, a couple things we have done over the years to make sure we get our water, which is, one, tracking the water. We used to have a Hydrate Spark that would track our own water.
That was really cool.
It was really cool when it worked.
Well, and they might have figured it out by now.
They might have figured it out by now, but they were having lots of problems.
I still have mine. I kept mine.
I do too.
I couldn't throw it away.
I know. It's a great bottle.
Yeah. And I'm like, you're going to stay with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good bottle. It's heavy. Keeps things fucking ice ass cold.
It does. Like, and it tracks it for you. That was the coolest part. Yeah. Is that there was no question on how much water have I drank.
You know what? We should just check it out and see if they got better. Because what it would do, guys, is you would set it down on a flat surface.
Uh-huh.
And then it would calculate the water that's been missing from the last time it calculated.
Yeah.
So that's how you would know how much water you got.
Yeah.
So, and if it, say you got a bottled water somewhere else, you can even just track that. You can add that into the app.
Yeah, you could add in your own.
As well. So, and also just finding ways, like, we have a whole...
which you can still use the app.
Yeah, and we have our own tracker on our website. It's part of the pillar trackers.
Yep.
Because, guys, water is part of the top five, of course. But we do have our own pillar tracker. Is it free?
It is not free.
It is not free. It's on our website. If you're a patron, though, you do get a discount.
My lash was being weird.
Did it hurt?
No.
Oh, that's
cool. I just, like, could see it, like, kind of falling. I didn't, it didn't work well this morning for me with this lash.
Oh.
Like, it was giving me issues, and it still is. Like, it's not attaching.
I can see it.
Yeah. You
oh,
see
that's
it?
Weird.
Like, move? It's like, pops out right there. I didn't put a magnet in the middle of it.
Oh, that's maybe, that's the problem.
That's exactly. Oh, but this one's like fully attached.
It likes it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Your right eye's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, the right eye is always the issue. It is always the issue.
It is.
I can see it, like.
So a couple of things that I want to touch on before we let you guys go.
Hold on.
Oh.
It is not free. It's on the website, oursleevelifepodcast.com, digital downloads. It is $20.
But it's the tracker for the whole year.
It's the whole year, and there's no dates on it. So you can literally buy it today and use it until next August. Like,
yeah, I love that part.
And in our newsletters, there are digital journal prompts that you can also download, which those are free. Mm-hmm. And those go with each episode. So you can download those.
It's pretty cool to have journal prompts that actually go with the episode.
And we have blogs.
Look at that, guys. Yeah. We have so much for you. Like, that's the whole point of the podcast, too, is just to have you inundated with resources.
Mm-hmm.
So you never have to feel like you're alone or you don't know what you're doing. Because, like, if it's not on our website, you can just message us and we'll get you the resource wherever it is.
Correct.
So
you are correct, ma'am.
And so here's a couple things about water that I want to leave us with. So water is essential to human life and survival, and drinking enough water each day can help with many things. So staying hydrated will improve concentration, memory, and overall brain function. Not drinking enough water can negatively affect your focus, your mood, your alertness, and memory. So that's a big deal of what water plays into.
Well, and that could be why in the beginning of bariatric surgery, like once you've had bariatric surgery why it's hard to focus.
Yeah, and
your moods are all. Well, the moods That's are the like hormone thing. Half hormones. It half. Could be half
water.
Water.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Now we know. Like, it plays a part. Like, yeah. I know. I don't know about you, but when I kind of felt kind of brain dead a little bit.
Mm-hmm. For well, a you're while. Also not getting enough nutrition.
Yeah. So it's like I'm trying to get my water in. I'm trying to get my protein in. Nothing seems like it's enough.
And you weren't taking vitamins.
And I was not taking mm-hmm. vitamins at that time. I just took, she told me to take a B and a D. That's what she told me to take. So that's what I did.
Please, please, you guys, please.
Please take.
Take a bariatric formulated vitamin.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
We have ProCare. It's OSLP. Get our discount. We literally use it. And my phone's going off right now to take it. Bariatric vitamin time.
Yeah. Oh, she's not lying.
See?
She's not lying, guys. Bariatric multivitamin.
Yep. And it goes off every day at 3:44.
Is that one open?
I don't know. Let me see. Nope. I'm going to open it, though.
Stop it.
I don't know how to get this open. Okay, she'll get it open for me. But I know back then that I just felt just not 100% myself. And my focus was definitely altered if I did not get enough water or protein. The fact that she'll put it so close to her nose, guys.
I love that smell.
Like, her nose was inside that
vitamin. I love this smell.
Well, tell them what the smell is.
It's Orange Grove. It smells like a freaking orange Tic Tac. It really does. Fucking good.
And it's the easy to swallow from ProCare. And it's formulated to you. I want to preface that we also learned from Dr. Eric this weekend. We did know this already, but we want to emphasize you have to have a formulated bariatric vitamin to you. So if you have a Sadie or DS, that's a different vitamin. If you have like a VSG, different vitamin. Like if you need probiotics, different vitamin, because actually ProCare will mix those. You actually can get a probiotic multivitamin.
Yes.
So you don't have to take separate pills.
It's not in the easy to swallow, though.
It's not, but it's still easy to swallow.
It is. Just I mean, I water. Would just take an extra vitamin.
Yeah.
I would just take the probiotic plus my easy to swallow.
Oh, you would? I would just take the one.
Oh, no.
The less pills, the better
for this me. Eye is freaking out, Melanie.
I know. I see it. Even like some goopies are coming.
I know. I don't know what's happening to me.
I have an idea.
What?
You're not getting enough water.
Shut your face off. I am too. I have been nonstop drinking water since I got home.
Especially since this episode. I know. Did you? Okay. So we got home from Kentucky last night or yesterday afternoon.
Yes.
I had, by the time I went to bed, I already had two of these.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's like, I think I know what it is I need to always have like ice near me. Because that plays a big role.
We had a whole bag of ice.
I know, but like everywhere else, you know?
Was there no ice at the event?
No, there was. I was very happy about that.
Oh.
But well, no, what I'm saying is just like...
In airports
and all the things. That one's always annoying. You have to find a place that has fountain drinks and they don't care that you walk up to it and just get ice.
Most people don't, though.
So far, I haven't had an issue.
Yeah, but and there's a soda water... One in Portland.
Yeah.
In Portland now.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, I don't have to go up to the bar.
Because that's the thing, like, just trying to find what works for you. Like, you know, Kelly likes the seltzer water. I like flat water, just cold-ass flat water. Mm-hmm. And finding spots where you can get it is a big deal. So, and the ice is a problem when we travel. Oh, my. Her eye is so fucked. I'm going to, we'll wrap it up so Kelly can go fix her eye.
I think I might have fixed it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I fixed it. I felt like there was something in my eye and I couldn't get to it. Guess what, guys? I'm not on my ADHD meds. So what we're going to talk about now is that I get a new couch and it comes tomorrow.
I'm really excited for your couch. I'm not going to
Oh,
lie.
My God. It's going to be
because on Thursday,
so cozy.
I'm going to get to sit on it.
Yeah.
Which is so cool.
I am so stoked.
Oh, we get to do our live.
Yeah.
From your new house.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're excited.
First set of content from the new house.
Yeah.
I am very excited. I can get the island to get delivered.
I'm sure you will.
Then, and only then, will I be excited. No. I'm going to be excited tomorrow when I take a huge ass rest.
Like nap on it?
My couch.
Yeah.
I'm going to not nap because then I don't sleep at night.
Oh, fair.
But I'm definitely going to be like
snuggling.
I am going to be zoning out on that couch.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore.
I love it. And then you'll have your water with you. Look at that.
I will. On the floor.
On the floor.
Yep. Or on the couch. On the coffee table, I meant.
So yeah. Did you know that water affects your poops too?
Get off Google.
It does.
Get off Google.
So water plays a vital role in digestive health by increasing fecal bulk to help you maintain regular bowel movements.
I will take your phone away.
That's fine. Other benefits of drinking enough water include keeping joints lubricated, preventing infections, delivering nutrition to cells, keeping organs functioning properly, and improving sleep quality.
Why are you so soft?
Give me your phone. I am very soft. That's because every
phone
morning
has been taken away.
I lotion up. Literally every morning, I'm obsessed with getting like everything rehydrated. So I literally get up, go pee, wash my face, brush my teeth, and then I get my water. I get Nova water. I get the girls' water. I water the plants. Like, it's hydration. And then I put my lotion on. But actually, I did that.
Wow. That was a lot of water in that sentence.
But yeah, because water is life, Kel.
I understand that now because you were on Google.
Google and Dr. Eric. Me. Yep.
Okay. We're going to go to Target now, guys.
We are going to go to Target.
Yep.
Kelly's probably going to buy some seltzer water.
Nope. Not at Target.
Not at Target.
No, I only buy it from Safeway.
Oh. Didn't know that.
Only Safeway, guys. They have the best plain seltzer water.
Nice.
And it's very inexpensive. I buy four 24 cases every month.
Okay. That's perfect for you.
Yeah.
Seems to last all the way.
Yeah, for the most part. Sometimes I'll go over that month mark, but it just depends on if I'm in town and
if you're hydrated like crazy. Home. Yeah.
It really is just like how much I'm home.
Yeah.
Because if I'm like at Zach's a lot, then.
Oh, then it's. Yeah. That makes sense. Then you're like, I got my seltzer over there. And then you burp into the mic.
I did burp into the mic. Yes, I did.
All right, guys.
We love you. And we will see you next time.
Bye. Hey, guys. We hope you love the episode just as much as we did. So go over to YouTube, hit subscribe and that little bell, and see our lovely faces every Tuesday.
And we are also available on all social media platforms, and we would love for you to stop by and say hi.
Thank you so much for listening.
See you next Tuesday.